Welcome back, everyone, to Weatherford, Milam Stadium, here at FlexChem Field, the campus of Southwestern Oklahoma State University. Class C state title game, Timberlake 36, Mountain View Gotebo 22 at the half. We've seen three J.J. Pippen touchdowns. We've seen two Merrick Judd touchdowns. And, you know, what we've been talking about all year is both these teams had a huge margin of victory. As we're looking at coming into this game, 52.7 points per game for Timberlake, only 5 points a game they've given up. And for Mountain View, 58 points per game. They only give up 6 a game. Both defenses, this is probably the biggest test they've had all season. They're not used to getting 22 and 36 put on them.
No, I think you're exactly right there.
And that's what they're probably having to talk about is, you know, you can't really get caught up in that. Is, you know, the offenses are so explosive, you're going to have touchdowns in this game, and you just can't really get hung up on giving up the yardage. It's kind of bend but don't break in this football game.
And I guess it didn't bother Timberlake too bad because 5 seconds later they threw the touchdown and got it right back. So
they certainly recovered fast after that. Both these teams get a lot of turnovers this year, and they've been pretty good at taking care of the football. We've seen an interception. We've seen some interceptions called back for penalties, but we've seen some balls on the ground that have been recovered by the team that dropped them. But really both teams doing a nice job of not turning that football over. And you can really see when they defensively, they both try to kind of fly at the football, hold you up a little bit and strip it, as we can see them going for the football a lot, as they've been really trained both sides to kind of know that's coming and hold on to it. So that's been a nice job by both squads here. Penalties, obviously, really a huge difference in this game and really changed the game in a couple different instances. But Mountain View Gotebo, that's really starting to really warn them in that first half, and they're going to have to clean that up in the second half, or they're not going to have a shot.
Yeah, those penalties really hurt them. Probably cost them some points on the field, so I would think that would be something they'd talk about at half, making adjustments there. But you know, you'd mentioned that maybe it was just something that they've kind of battled all year.
And sometimes those things stick around all year, whether you want to get rid of them or not. You have a mental hang-up or whatever it may be, just cleaning up those little things. Sometimes hard. Timberlake's now running back onto the field. You can hear the fans on the far side, on the Timberlake side, as it has cooled off quite a bit as we start this second half. The temperature starting to drop down. It's going to get a little cooler over the weekend, so all these 80-degree tropical temps we've had are going to start to drop off a little bit heading into the weekend. And next week, they're really going to drop off. But right now, looks like on the field, we're looking at, right around the 53-degree range. We do have the winds died down a little bit. It's right now, it's around 10 to 12 miles per hour. Still a north-northeast wind, kind of blowing in the face of whoever's going right to left here. But really not much. Hadn't been much of a factor. Been a great night for football. Been a great, weather-wise, it's been fantastic. But another great year for football overall. 38 years of quick scores. Your brother Jeff doing it for a long time. Really, what a fantastic job him and CJ do every week, bringing those updates, bringing those, you know, all the guests you're not really going to hear at a lot of other shows, especially in Northwest Oklahoma.
Yeah, I've always been impressed with the way CJ's run the Friday Night Quick scores there, and then him and Jeffrey bringing in all the, as you said, people from OU, OSU, different areas, OSSAA. I don't know if people appreciate how fortunate they are to have that out in Northwest Oklahoma, to have the K101 radio station along with CJ and all the people to put that on every year. And I know everybody enjoys it. They may not understand how much work goes into the product, as you do.
Yeah, and you're right. We don't, in rural areas, you don't see that type of thing that kind of encompasses and brings in the whole state and gives you kind of a picture of what's going on elsewhere, and not just in your neck of the woods, but in your neck of the woods, you have three different states to kind of cover, which is a lot of work. You know, you got three different states with different set of rules and different way of doing things, and you got 8-man, you got 6-man, you got 11-man, and it is a fantastic job, and really nothing like it that we've seen, which is why it's lasted for as long as it has.
Right. But it's been around a long time, and like you said, the people they bring on there just amazes me out to Woodward, because everybody knows where Woodward is, everybody knows its attraction, and they bring a lot of people on the radio that those people, other stations don't get those type of people.
No.
So, like I said, I've always been impressed with how K101 has done things.
Yeah, you're getting senators on there from time to time, you know, leaders of not just the sporting world, but the state in general.
Well, you texted me the other day, and I think you said you were busy talking
we were talking to Senator Lankford. That's right.
I said, well, he's a little more important than me, so.
I don't know about all that. Depends on where you're at. Depends on where you're at. Senator Lankford, was that Bedlam? I guess CJ said he ran into him there. So, you know, obviously football, big part of the communities here, big part of the fabric of Oklahoma. And, you know, when you got your senator there, I don't know how much of a football fan Senator Lankford is, but, you know, obviously enough to go and be around Bedlam and knowing how important that is to the state. So, you know, hopefully that can continue and will not end after this season.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't either. But if it does end soon, I know CJ's still excited about the win from the other night. So,
yeah, we're going to get 364 days of that score until it changes next year. So, this score is 36-22, Timberlake in front of Mountview Godibeau. The clock is wound down on halftime, but both teams are still stretching. As I don't know if all year if we've actually started a game when the halftime clock is finished. I think they've always put 2 minutes. It's more of a suggestion than a rule here. Not changing here for the Class C state title game. So Mountain View will get the ball first. They are still stretching in their all dark reds with the white numbers and the red hats with the numbers on the side, as we mentioned. Look a lot like Alabama. And then Timberlake in those all whites with the silver hats. Sharp uniforms for Timberlake. I like the. Who doesn't like the silver and black? That's just that's just classy.
Yeah, they have that Raider look.
That's right. The all whites and the black numbers. So here we go. The team's now getting fired up. Let's see if we can get this light shut out real quick here. 36-22, Timberlake Tigers lead the Mountain View Godibeau Tigers. And halftime just ending. Mountain View will get the football first. Landon Sechrist will be the deep returner. Unless they change something at halftime, which I don't know why they would, as both teams still taking their time getting on the field. One half for all the marbles here, Jeremy. One half away from bringing that second goal ball to Timberlake. Really the seventh, if you count all the Jet Nash, Alina Goltry titles. But the second for Coach Severin and his 28th season and one of the winningest coaches in the state at any level. He's right around top five for eight-man coaches.
Yes, he is. And he hasn't made any inclination he's going to retire, so he may end up being the top one by the before it's said and done.
If I had seven other Judds coming, I'd probably stick around
right,
too.
That's right.
Here comes the kickoff. Avery Wallace teeing it up. Timberlake going to go right to left here as we're looking at it. Mountain View left to right from Milam Stadium. Second half underway. Wallace, a ground ball kick. It bounces once, twice, three times still. But a slow hop. Sechrist finally picks it up and unwisely picks it up because he is ripped down. Nice special teams tackle by Jaden Atkinson at the 25-yard line. And great coverage by the Timberlake Tigers.
Yeah, that ball bounced there, and I wasn't sure. And I don't think they were sure which one was going to pick it up. And then by the time they did, Timberlake was there.
The last bounce, it kind of went dead. Yes. And I thought Sechrist thought it was going to come right to him. And kind of slowed him up. Nice coverage, though, by Atkinson there. First possession of the second half. Mountain View in a power formation. Two backs in front of Belcher. This is a little different. They're kind of in front of him. This looks like a power run play, and it is. The right. Belcher's looking for space. They stretch it out, and he's out of bounds, and great job. Once again, Severin stretching out that end and length and shortening the field and runs Belcher out of bounds. And Kate Severin's having a whale of a football game.
He is. That was a great play. I mean, like you said, he stretched it out. It was just like a race to the sideline, and he just drove him right out. I don't think they gained any yards.
Showing the speed, and Coach Severin talked about this in the interview, just how he talked about the versatility. But he talked about the speed even from his front three, and that was a little bit of a glimpse of it there, as I don't think Rylan Belcher is used to a left end chasing him down like that. Everybody in the box here. I formation. Give Sechrist. Bottled up as Severin again and throws him to the ground. Cade Severin and a flag late. And this looks like extracurricular. It is way late. And I don't know who this is going to be on.
Well,
it looked like Timberlake. I thought it was a celebration penalty or something on Timberlake, but no, they are saying Mountain View Goaty Bow. And that is on. That is holding on to Mountain View Goaty Bow, and another penalty moving them back. And in a game where you can't beat yourself, Mountain View Goaty Bow is not making it easier on themselves. I don't know if they're beating themselves, but they're not making it easier on themselves. All the way back inside the 20. Ball's at the 17-yard line. Second and 20. Belcher in the gun. Dropping back, looking right side. Chased down from behind. He's going to have to get rid of the football. And there's nowhere to go, and he's chased down. And Cade Severin with another sack. And Severin's doing it from all angles. That was from the other side.
Yeah, he just waited and waited. And I guess he just thought he had all the time he wanted, and he didn't.
It has not mattered who they've put on him. Evans, Leopard, Haig. They can't block him right now.
Well, they're going the wrong way for sure. Third and, I don't know.
Third and this ball's all the way back to Mangum. It's going to be at the 7-yard line. Third and a kabillion here. Third and 30 to be specific. Two twins to the right, one to the left. Mountain View backed up in their own end zone. They're just going to, they're going to fake the run. It's a quick throw outside to Sechrist, looking to get him in space, and he is dragged down again. And once again, that was Caleb Ware. For a second, I thought that was Severin again, but nice job by Ware. And he's going to be a good one for a while here. Freshman, 5'10", 150.
Yeah, that was a good stop there, as you said, coming out of half, and Timberlake drives them the other way, and they're going to have to punt.
It looked like Belcher couldn't decide what he was going to do with the football, and then he kind of threw it late, trying to look everybody off and then throw it short. Either way, it didn't work. A punt coming by Kimberlin. And he's going to punt it. Takes a nice bounce. Takes a bounce for Goaty Bow. Oh, and they tried to get it to, they're going to say it was touched. They were trying to wave it forward at the 40-yard line, but they're going to say it was accidentally touched at the 43. So pretty good field position. Nice punt by Kimberlin, switches the field back to Timberlake and their side of things at the 43.
I don't know, Judge. He's staying awful deep on that punt. I don't know if he's, I guess he's wanting to keep that in front of him, but I thought he might go up there and try to field that.
And instead, it's downed. First and 10, Tigers, a turnover on downs and four plays, three and out for Mountain View to start that half. I formation, give Pippen, left side. He's still on his feet. They can't grab him down. He's down to the 50, inside the 50, and almost gets the first down yardage. And they don't know what to do with him because the first guy is not getting him down.
No, that was a heck of a run there, and it's going to be second short. So Timberlake's kind of come out with a little, I don't know what it is about him, but they're ready to play.
Yeah, it's certainly a swagger coming out of that locker room. And that time, J.J. Pippen, his yards after contact is probably greater than most running backs' yards, period, this season. Receiver either side. Low snap. Jenlin, quick throw. Right side to Judd. Looking for a little room. Cuts it back towards the hash and is dragged down by his ankles after he gets the first down and a few more. Ball now at the 39-yard line. They are in to Goaty Bow territory. And that play is there all night. It was there against Tyrone last week. They are so far off Merrick Judd, you could probably give him 5 yards every play. Yeah. And they haven't even really had to use it that much.
Yeah, he's playing not quite 10 yards.
Receiver either side. One back in the backfield is Carter Sands with Jenlick. They give it to Carter. He's going to take it right side. He is grabbed by Butler. And he is going nowhere after a pickup of maybe two. Jared Butler got there first, and that's a little bit more what we saw in the first half. That front three of Mountain View held that time. They're going to give him a little more than I thought. Looks like he picked up three or four. Second and a short seven.
Timberlake might be okay with running a little clock here.
It is 8:08.
Not in any big hurry.
They're up 36-22 with the football now in Mountain View territory, and a score here would really deflate Mountain View Goaty Bowl. Pippen. Oh, it looked like he was going to cross in front. He said he changed directions. They fake it. It's an option pitch to Pippen on the right side. He tiptoes the sideline. Finally pushed out of bounds. Did he step out? They're going to say no. He stayed in. He's going to be about a yard shy of the first down. Showing some nice balance, Mr. Pippen.
That Mountain View end played that pretty well there. He just got around him enough to get almost the first down.
It's a little longer than a yard, 2 yards. Third and two. I formation. Ball is at the 31 of Timberlake. Give it to the tailback. Oh, he stuck quickly as Pippen, and Belcher hit him almost on contact in that time. Great job by Ryland Belcher, who got there first and met Pippen in the hole. That time, Ryland Belcher gets the better of that matchup.
Yeah, Mountain View was there, stuck him, and it's going to be fourth and a couple.
It's a long 2 yards.
And this is going to be a big down.
Fourth and two, one receiver either side. Sands to the left, Judd to the right. Pippen in the backfield. They fake the give. Quick throw to Judd. There it is, that little five-yard hitch. And Merrick Judd, first down and a yard, and it's there all day if they want it. They're going to do that until the defensive back comes up.
How many teams do you know at this level? Fourth and two, and they throw that.
Now, you don't see it much, especially in Class C.
Yeah, no, you don't see that a lot. Now, if Mike Leach was calling the plays, you'd probably see that.
J.J. Pippen, right, you would probably see that. J.J. Pippen gets a lot of the headlines, but Genlink is what makes the team so versatile because they have that throwing ability. He's going to throw it again. He pump fakes. He's going deep. He's looking for down the right side. Got a step. Did he get it? Oh, and batted away by Kimberlin. He's a tall player, and he didn't turn around and look for the football, but it hit him kind of in the back. As Merrick Judd was trying to get that. That's going to be incomplete. Bring up second and 10 from the 28. 36-22. Timberlake in front. 6:48 to go in the third quarter. And you're right, the Tigers taking their time. Trying to burn some clock here. I formation. Sands is the fullback. Pippen, the tailback. Toss sweep. Left side. JJ looking for room. Cuts it back in the middle of the field. He's stuck once. Tries to spin out of it. And finally grabbed around the waist after a pickup of a couple. And they're coming up limping, though, is Connor Leopart. And that may be a cramp, but if that's looks like a cramp, he's holding that cramp leg. He's a big part of their defense up front. He's maybe their best tackler. And they're going to need him here in this drive. But quickly, Timberlake's not wasting any time. Two receivers to the right. Genlink rolls right. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw right, looking for his favorite target. Merrick Judd back in the end zone, tipped away. Last minute incomplete. Once again, Kimberlin, who's been tasked with covering Judd and doing a nice job, is Kimberlin, the taller of the two guys. Fourth down now and seven. Another fourth down upcoming for the Tigers. Timberlake Tigers with 6:14 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, they've taken two shots deep this possession. Had opportunity, just didn't get it. And it's going to be, like you said, fourth and long.
They picked up the last one. That five-yard out's not going to work there. It's a little too deep for it. They're going to need eight. Pippen's in the slot. Sands in the backfield. Merrick Judd wide right. They're going to roll right. Genlick looking to throw. He's going to throw it again. Looking for Judd. He's got a step to Pippen on the back of the end zone. Touchdown, J.J. Pippen. Leaked him out in the slot. And at fourth and eight, Timberlake strikes again. 28 yards. Genlick to Pippen, 36-22 Timberlake.
They're not afraid to throw it in the end zone.
It threw it to that right side about three plays in a row. That time they said, hey, if you're going to cover Merrick Judd, you can't cover both of them.
Right.
28-yard TD pass, and now Timberlake can taste it. You talked about interesting two-point conversions. Here's one. One center, everybody else all lined up on the left side of the field except Genlink. Pippen goes in motion. It's an option. They throw it back to the center, and the trickery will not work as they're trying to get Colt Lorman the two-point conversion. Yeah. Trying to get everybody involved. Well, with 6:08 to go in the third quarter, the Timberlake Tigers strike again. They lead by 20, 42-22 over Mountain View Goaty Bowl. You're listening to Road to the Top on K101.
The holidays are a time for traditions. They're a time for... and a time for... They're also a time where you might end up a little short on cash. When life happens fast, you can always count on Benbrook Loans to help you through. So enjoy the holidays as we continue the tradition of when you need cash, it never hurts to ask. And Benbrook Loans can make it happen. Call 580-256-5766 or visit Benbrook Loans at 9th and Main in Woodward.
Welcome back to Weatherford. Timberlake rolling right now. They lead 42-22, 6:08 to go in the third quarter. And it just seems that coming out, we mentioned getting that momentum going, Jeremy. They came out right in that half, three and out, touchdown. And had a picked up a couple fourth downs to do it.
It just looked like when they came out at half, they just were ready to play ball. The defense came in and made some big plays. And you mentioned Severin's name several times. And then offensively, they just got after it. And I don't know what was said at half, but they just look like they've got a little fire, more fire in them right now than Mountain View.
Yeah, and that was the fourth touchdown by J.J. Pippen, but, you know, we've heard everybody's name tonight, and that was really the strength of this team is that versatility. Almost everyone's had a big moment in this one, and it's really, really playing well as a team tonight is Timberlake, as they really have all year. And I don't know if Mountain View Goaty Bowl is really ready for what they were going to see with this offense and this defense. Here comes the Wallace kickoff. Plenty of time left, though, so going to have to play defense. They can score in a hurry, can these Tigers? It's going to be returned up the middle of the field, dragged down right out past the 40. Nice return by Sechrist as he kind of danced around right between the hashes and takes it out to the 42-yard line. And that's where Mountain View Goaty Bowl takes over. Jaden Atkinson with another special teams tackle.
Well, I think the thing about Timberlake that, as you said, there's just so many different weapons. They can, you know, Judd can hurt you, Pippen, Jenlick. Sands. I mean, there's just so many of them.
Wallace has caught some big plays.
And Mountain View has got some great players, but I just don't know if they have as many.
And when you're throwing, well, that jumped up front, Caleb Ware, okay, he's upset with himself. As a hard count draws him off sides. His first and 10 is about to become a first and 5. And not only that, you've now come to the point where you've got Cade Severin with a two-point conversion. Colton Lorman just got a pass thrown to him. You're going to have to watch out for the defensive and offensive linemen as well.
Right.
There's too many weapons on the field.
Yeah, if your linemen are catching passes, it's a different game.
Here comes Belcher under center, eye formation. Give to the tailback, Sechrist, off guard. He's dragged down. Wallace got to him, slowed him down. And then it was cleaned up there right at the end by Ethan Jenlick. Be just shy of that first down. He picked up a couple. So be second in about 2 yards.
Yeah, he hits that hole hard. Man, he goes through there fast.
Yeah, he gets it in a hurry. He's very good vision at finding that hole where it's at. It doesn't take him much. As we mentioned, you know, all the talk about Belcher. He is the leading rusher. He has over 1,200 yards coming into this game, and 32 touchdowns of his own does land in Sechrist. He's been really what's made them put them over the top. They're not a one-man team. Under pressure is Belcher. Throws it short, almost threw an interception to Jenlink. As in his face was Caleb Ware. That time he read the snap count right and got back there pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you're starting to see a little frustration here from a little bit of Mountain View. Just things aren't going quite the way they've gone all year, and understandably 13-0, so they've kind of had their way.
Yeah, that's been a while since they've been in a game. I mean, they've also, some of the scores they put on the board, their last five or six, 68, 62, 54, 64, 70, 48. You know, they put a lot of points on the board. Now they've only got 22, and almost jumping again was Ware, but he almost jumped again as Caleb Ware. It's an adventure out there. He thought he got back in time, and Carter Sands is now going to tell the freshman, hey, Coach Severin's going to give him an earful. That's going to be an automatic first down. Ball goes back up to the 43-yard line of Timberlake. One mistake, one great play, and then a mistake. And that's It's okay. He's going to learn from this moment. He's going to be here for a long time.
Well, I think in that interview you had with Coach Severin, you mentioned, or he mentioned, you know, how many of those young kids are getting playing time more so than the starters. So it will pay off several years to come.
Also, everybody looking fresh out there. Having up, the Belcher's going to go back to pass. Middle of the field, though, wide open is Hooper. There's nobody there. He's going to walk into the end zone. No one got back. Hooper, the tight end, found himself all alone. Safety didn't stay at home. And that's going to be a 43-yard touchdown pass. Ryland Belcher to L.J. Hooper. And Mountain View Godibeau hanging around with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. And just when it looked like things were going to roll Timberlake's way, a couple mistakes, first down, and now touchdown.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple offsides penalties and put them in good positions and wide open there.
I formation to try to pick up the two-point conversion, 42-28. This would cut it to 12. They're going to be a give. Right side, Seacrest looking for space. They try to keep him out, and he shoves his way into the end zone, pushes his way forward for the two-point conversion, and with 5:09 in the third quarter, it's a game again. Timberlake 42, Mountain View Godibeau 30. Well, you're listening to your Road to the Top here on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
Back in Weatherford, home of the Bulldogs, but not tonight. Tonight, the home of the Class C State Championship. Somebody's taking the gold ball home, and it would look like Timberlake had momentum going in their right way. One thing leads to another, and now quickly Mountain View Godibeau with the answer, and it only took them about a minute and a half off the clock.
Yeah, momentum swung quickly. Timberlake really had the upper hand, and that's kind of swung, and it's excited the crowd here on our side.
Judd back to receive the kick. Seacrest tees it up. Now, he has not been kicking it off. I guess he's just teeing it up right there. We'll see if Kimberlin. Yep, Seacrest is going to kick it. Landon Seacrest going to kick off, not Kimberlin. Merrick Judd back to receive inside the 25. Low kick, bounces to Sands. This time he fields it cleanly, but they're quickly on top of him. Nowhere to go for Carter. And he's going to grab it right at the 39-yard line. That's where Timberlake's going to start this drive, first and 10, leading 42-30 with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. See if we can find some other scores and update you. 44-12, Laverne in front of Shattuck. 34-22, Balco Forgan in front of Dewar right now in Class B. Those two winners are going to play for the Class B title next week. We'll have that for you on K101. Low snap on the ground, picked up though by Pippen. He was in the Wildcat. He's going to run right, make something out of nothing, picked up 3 or 4 yards off a broken play. And that's really where they hurt you. In a lot of games, that is a loss. That is a no gain. But with J.J. Pippen out there, picks up 4, and we got a player down, and looks like another cramp.
Yeah, somebody they're still working on this one over here.
Yeah, Leopard. Now, they've been working on him for a while. That may be worse than a cramp that's taken that long. He's still stretching it out, and it's hard to see who the player is down on the far side of the field. Everyone's going to take a knee right now, and this may be they're stretching out his leg as well. And if that's Ryland Belcher, this could be, you can kind of hear the fans in front of us here, and you could hear a pin drop. Now this is what happened in the semifinal against Tyrone last year when Ryland Belcher went down the end of the first half, and it changed the complexion of that game. They were leading by 6. Now Tyrone playing really well in that game. I don't know that if he stays in, Tyrone doesn't win it. They beat him by quite a bit, but still, you can't. I mean, you take Ryland Belcher off this team, you might as well start the bus. He's going to get up slowly, and this could be a big injury. Will he walk off on his own power? They're talking to him. And he is not putting a lot of weight. And this could be it for Belcher. Crowd's going to give him a nice hand. What a career for this young man. But I'll be surprised if he comes back. And we may see him when it's too early to tell. But he is walking off, but he is not putting any weight on him.
He's not walking very fast. And, yeah, he's...
That is deflating.
He's sure hurting.
The QB1 is out, and this is going to really change this football game. Defensively and offensively. As Belcher, we're talking about a player at over 3,000 yards a year ago, 60 touchdowns. He's got over 2,000 this year, 40 touchdowns. That is a big chunk of offense limping off the field for Mountain View Goaty Bow. Timberlake leading 42-30, 4:48 to go. They got the football in a second and 7 upcoming from just on the outside of the 42-yard line. And I don't think Rylan Belcher is going to be playing again tonight.
Yeah. He's having to walk a long ways just to get to the bench.
Yes, he's all the way.
My gracious.
Took him a while. I formation now for the Tigers, trying to chew some clock. There's the give to Pippen. Following Sands, stuck, wrapped up. Sechrist whips him around, and he's going to gain about 3. 3rd and 4 upcoming. And I think Timberlake's happy to keep that Mountain View offense off the field, although who knows what it's going to look like with the new quarterback in there. Not to mention, you know, defensively, Rylan Belcher has 73 tackles. And 5 interceptions.
Wow.
That is a big piece. Not in the field. Direct snap. Jenlick takes it up the middle. First time we've seen him run. And he is a bigger than some people think he is. And he runs hard as well. Another first down. And great game, really, by Ethan Jenlick. He's really made all the right decisions. He's made some fantastic throws. And, you know, on a lot of teams, he's their best player. And, you know, it's obviously debatable. There's a lot of talent on here. But... you know, J.J. Pippen gets a lot of the headlines, and Ethan is just as exciting to watch. And that was another first down by Mr. Jenlick at the 50. He's going to come up throwing. Right side, quick throw. Right on the edge of that sideline to Merrick Judd, who makes another catch. And he has got to be right around or nearing double-digit catches on the football game. It's going to be pickup of 6 yards, 2nd and 4. Kimberlin on the stop, and Leopard, who just came in the game, he's coming off. He had just re-entered, and he is really struggling up front. They're having to move around defensively and shifting around who they've got up there. Shotgun for Jenlick. There's a snap to give to Pippen on the draw. Right side. Stuck once, stuck twice, trying to fight for that first down yardage. He's not going to get there. And they ripped it away late, but they'd blown it dead as they were holding J.J. up, trying to strip the ball from him. It's going to be a gain of a couple, bring up 3rd and 1.
Yeah, and it just, Belcher looks like he's in a lot of pain over here. I don't.
And your heart breaks for him, you know. Obviously, we want the Timberlake to win, but you don't want to win on an injury. And he's really trying to gut it out. And, you know, your heart feels for him in his senior season after having this happen 2 years in a row. Direct snap, Jenlick again lowers that shoulder and is putting a hurt on the secondary as he busts through that first level. That time it was Geis who got the full load of Jenlick's shoulder. And now they're just at that clock and running hard.
Yeah, they're just kind of lining up, trying to run over you and eat that clock right now.
Ball at the 36. There's 2:42 to go. They lead. Timberlake leads Mountain View Goaty Bow 42-30. 1st and 10. They're just joining us. A couple injuries. To Mountain View Goaty Bow is going to change their quarterback. Snap to Jenlick. Another run. This time another QB run. He is dragged down after a pickup of a few, and that was Cole Evans on the tackle. Looked like a few more than I thought. He's a 5-yard gain by Jenlick, and now. They're just snapping it to Jenlick, getting 5-yard runs a crack.
Yeah, they're pretty happy with that, and I would be too.
With Belcher out, it looks like Jaleel Love has now stepped into that linebacker spot. Give is to Pippen. He's blown up on contact, and that time they were waiting on J.J. Pippen. Evans is there. Looks like number 12, Graydon Bottom, who's had some hard hits in this game, the sophomore. Comes off the bench for him. Now it's a depth issue because Mountain View Godibeau is going to have to dig into their backups, trying to fill in for these injured players. Third and four, receiver either side for Jenlick, one back in the backfield. Backers coming up in the box. Jenlick drop back to pass. Quick throw. Left side. Wallace catches it. Tackled instantly, though. No gain, or maybe gets a yard. He's right at the 28-yard line. And it looks like we got another player down and on the sideline. Yeah, is that it? Can't see the player standing in front of it. Is that
Wallace?
Avery Wallace? Yep, because Coach Severn's coming across. It must be Avery. He's right in front of the Mountain View bench.
Well, he's stretching him out, looks like.
And maybe a cramp on him. He took a shot. He did pick up a yard or two. It will be fourth and two and another big fourth down in this football game. Because all of a sudden, the energy's been sucked out from all the injuries. Very quiet. There is a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. 42-30 Timberlake leads Mountain View Godibeau. Laverne has ended it with Shattuck. Laverne's going to move on and play for the state title. 44-12, they put away the Indians. Not only that it makes it since 1974. It was 17-17, the Laverne-Shattuck rivalries. Avery Wallace is going to run off the field. He's going to get a nice hand here. He's going to be okay. And that's always good to see for the senior. But Laverne-Shattuck, 17-17, is now 18-17, Laverne. They've pulled in front of the rivalry.
Shattuck will probably say, we'll get you next year.
That will continue to go back and forth for many years to come, probably long after we are gone.
You're right.
Minute 12, big fourth down in this football game. 42-30. If Mountain View can get a stop here and get the football back, there is plenty of time left. Last couple fourth downs, though. Timberlake has picked up. We'll see if they have a little magic left in this one. Pippen in the backfield. Sands wide left. Judd out wide right. Snap to Jenlick. Option play. He's going to keep it up the middle. And again, they ran it again. Right up the middle, following his center. Right behind Lormond. And paving the way for Ethan Jenlick to pick up another 3 or 4 yards and a first down. And they're just taking 3 or 4 at a time. Taking what the defense gives them.
Yeah, they're going to run this right into the fourth quarter and just keep moving the ball. And like you said, Mountain View doesn't have a lot of people to put in to keep replacing people getting hurt.
It's 49 seconds on the game clock. There's 20 seconds on the play clock right now. I formation from the 24. Jenlink give to tailback Pippen. Oh, slips through and almost slips through again. It takes 3 or 4 Godibeau defenders to just bring him down. He might have got a yard. Looks like he did. They're going to give him a yard. 2nd and 9 upcoming, but 24 seconds to go. And I don't think Coach Severin's going to run a play. As no one looks in a hurry to get out there. Ball is just outside of the red zone at the 21-yard line. And 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And getting a quick little timeout over on that sideline without actually using the timeout. That's going to do it for the third quarter. It's Timberlake 42, Mountain View Godibeau 30. 1 quarter left to see if the Timberlake Tigers can take home gold ball number 2 for Timberlake High School and back that cross-country state title as well. Don't go anywhere because this thing's going to come down to the wire quite possibly. Big third down or big second down upcoming. It's 42-30 Timberlake in front of Mountain View Godibeau. You're listening to Road to the Top on K101.